This study looks at intentional gunshot injuries over a 10-year period in Miami-Dade. It maps out the address of where a person was shot and where that person lives. What did you find in this study?
We found over that 10 or in fact 11 year period that people are shot where they live, and it's not a surprise because this is in keeping with the data that we've seen from other cities across the United States where this gun violence is disproportionately affecting poor communities of color. So in Miami, that means the bulk of the gun violence that we're seeing is disproportionately affecting Black people, which includes African American plus Haitian communities. The age of people affected by gun violence is actually going down over time, so they're getting younger, and the rate of gun violence is increasing over time, and it's occurring in these poor neighborhoods. And what's the most interesting and telling of this is that over an 11-year period, the violence hasn't shifted to other neighborhoods or hasn't moved around the city. It's in the same small area of Miami, meaning there's an urgent need for political intervention to urgently address this issue.
Why did you do this study?
I did this study because I'm tired of operating on 16-year-olds that come in shot. I'm tired of operating on people that are in the prime of their lives, and they're the strongest and healthiest of their life, and yet they come in shot.
Why hasn't anyone done this before in Miami-Dade? There isn't a lot of data around this issue.
Correct. For scientists such as myself, clinician scientists, surgeon scientists, for us to investigate any topic or any issue, it's difficult to do this unfunded. It is possible, but it is challenging. We need to look at this public health problem and deal with it as such. There's disproportionate funding into diabetes or motor vehicle collisions. There's nothing on gun violence or very, very little.
This is a health study looking at information from patients who were rushed to the trauma center at Jackson Hospital. But as you start to peel back the information in the study, it very quickly and clearly becomes a conversation about race.
I think what we're seeing is we're seeing a body count of Black, again, African American and Haitian, young, mainly men. This is a call to action. We've literally counted the number of people that have died prematurely in Miami-Dade County, and it's the same neighborhoods, and nothing's changed over at least 10 years. So it's a call to arms to say the structure of systemic discrimination that's been affecting mainly our African American and Haitian populations, but additionally our Latin American populations in Miami-Dade County, must change immediately.
Now that this information is out there, what do you hope happens? What do you want to happen with this information?
I think now that we have data specific to Miami-Dade County, we can no longer look at gun violence as if it's only a problem in Chicago, only a problem in Baltimore or elsewhere, and that it's something that doesn't affect us. Really, there's nothing normal about a 14-year-old or an 18-year-old or anyone getting shot, actually. But we've normalized the abnormal with these youth. We're given these signals or these messages through TV, through society, through the media, through even our academic institutions that say, well, you know, it is what it is. I'm hoping what we can glean from the study is that look at all these preventable deaths that have occurred of our young people, young, healthy people of Miami-Dade County. We have to urgently act now to prevent any more from occurring.